Good afternoon. We are looking at an active end to the last weekend of March as a strengthening storm system will impact the region, and periods of rain along with the chance for thunderstorms are in the forecast. What we will be seeing this afternoon is rain showers becoming widespread. Some heavier patches are possible early this afternoon. Then we'll see a secondary band of rain start to push through the region as we get into the early evening hours. It is possible in there as well that we could get a few rumbles of thunder. The Storm Prediction Center does have part of our area under a marginal risk for the day today. In the wake of this cold frontal passage, winds are going to quickly shift and increase in magnitudes from the west-northwest. A wind advisory goes in effect for a large part of the area. As that colder air arrives, we may even see a transition over to snow at some of the higher elevations where those showers do look to linger as well. Overnight lows look to dip down into the low 20s and lower 30s, with wind chills into the single digits for the higher terrain and 20s for the valley locations. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front is also set to impact the Pacific Northwest, Northern Rockies, and Northern High Plains today before quickly pushing into the Southern Plains by Tuesday morning. Heavy mountain snow will be found across the Cascades of Washington and Oregon, the Clearwater region of Idaho, as well as Northwest Montana. Specific snowfall totals of 1 to 2 feet are possible across the higher elevations in Washington, where winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued. However, the most widespread hazard associated with this system will be high winds that are forecast to impact a large area from the northwest to the high plains. Wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour are possible and could bring down power lines and trees. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 102 at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 4 at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 63. In Boston, showers, patchy fog, and windy conditions with a high near 57. And in Buffalo, showers with temperatures falling through the course of the rest of the day. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 50, while the normal low is 30. The record high of 85 was set back in 1945, while the record low of 3 was set back in 1923. Today's sunrise was at 6:44 a.m. The sun will set at 7:17 p.m. That is a total of 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 53 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at some rain showers this afternoon as highs reach into the low 50s. For the night tonight, those rain showers will remain likely early on, then we turn mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into low 30s. Wind gusts, though, will start to pick up to around 30 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at rain showers and thunderstorms. Some of these storms could produce heavy rainfall and some patchy fog. Wind gusts will start to pick up to around 30 miles per hour, as our highs reach into the upper 50s. For the night tonight, showers and possibly thunderstorms stick around early, and our lows drop down into the upper 30s, wind gusts again remaining as high as around 30 to 35 miles per hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s. Wind gusts get as high as 30 miles per hour during the day. For the night tonight, rain showers continue, and some thunder still remains possible as well. We'll stay cloudy with overnight lows down into the low 30s. Wind gusts, though, look to reach as high as 40 miles per hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are going to see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as highs reach into the low 50s. For the night tonight, those rain showers continue, and we may even see a changeover from rain to snow as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. It will become breezy as well with wind gusts as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-50s. It will be windy with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour, and for the night tonight, those showers stick around, then will turn mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-30s. It will be breezy with wind gusts as high as around 40 miles per hour. Region-wide for tomorrow will be partly sunny, highs near the mid-40s and windy with wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kiselback.